Now we find here, he goes on in his prayer, says, we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage. And how wonderful God was to them, you see. They confess their sin, and God is going to bless them. We were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage. He's extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God and to repair the desolations thereof and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we've forsaken thy commandments, which thou hast commanded by thy servants the prophets, saying, the land into which we go to possess it is an unclean land, with the filthiness of the people of the lands, with their abominations which have filled it from one end to another, with their uncleanness. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that is come upon us for our evil deeds, for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve and hast given us such a deliverance as this. In other words, Ezra says we didn't get all that is coming to us. Now he said, should we again break thy commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Wouldst not thou be angry with us till thou hadst consumed us, so there should be no remnant nor escaping? Now listen to him. O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before thee because of this. This is something that only thy mercy, only a confession of sin, only the sacrifice of Christ could make it possible for God to save them and God to restore them and God to revive them. Now God's going to do all of these because of the prayer of this man and the remnant that were there that cried out to God for mercy. And when we take that position, God is ready to hear. You see, the Word of God has been back of all great spiritual movements. Has to be. There can be no spiritual movement without the Word of God. And when Ezra had arrived in that land, word was brought to him of the low spiritual ebb of the people. And as a result, he went before God in prayer. For some time, the man was in shock. He couldn't even actually move. He was so humiliated. And then those that felt as he did joined with him in a great prayer meeting. And then there began this movement of revival. And revival always leads to reformation. The problem in our day has been that we talk about we have a great revival in our church. And actually, when you examine it, it wasn't revival at all, because a few people got saved, and that was great. But the point is that there was no reviving of the church. The church today, as a whole, is in a very low spiritual ebb. And for that reason, there should be a great deal of prayer today on the part of God's people. Not just saying prayers, but laying hold of God in prayer.